The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves who the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." This is the word of life. So, what makes you feel afraid in your lives, in our world today? What are some of the things that cause you to fear? What are some of those things?
Climate change.
Yes, global warming. What was that?
Hate
in all the ways that hate is manifest among us as human beings. What else?
Gun violence.
Lack of hope.
Violence
in general, yes. Other things.
Politics.
Terrifying. Right. No, I laugh, but yes. Right.
Division.
Mm. Lots of division.
Intolerance.
Blind faith.
People who believe everything.
Mm. People who believe everything that they read. A knock at the door in the middle of the night. Yes, that is. That's usually not good news. You know, if it's a stranger, it's bad news. If it's someone who knows you, it's still usually bad news. It's like that call in the middle of the night. Well, Jesus has words for us this morning. He says to us, "Do not be afraid, little flock." But those words almost seem like a tall order right now. Because not only do we deal with fearful things within our own personal lives, but they're also manifest in a much larger global scale, aren't they? In reality, there are lots of things to fear. It's made worse by the fact that there are lots of people who are eager to play on our fears. And there's lots of different channels that they can use to play on those fears. So Jesus speaks these words of reassurance to us. Do not be afraid, little flock. But Jesus doesn't stop there. Sometimes I wish he just stopped talking, you know? Because he doesn't stop there, does he? He adds some difficult things on top of that, doesn't he? He says, sell your possessions, give alms, store your treasure in heaven, and be dressed and ready for action. It's difficult to know practically exactly what do these commands mean. And if we're honest, we probably don't want to understand what they mean. They're hard. And it'd be easier to just ignore them and wish Jesus had stopped talking. I mean, listen again. Jesus says, sell your possessions, give alms or give to those in need. Store your treasure, perhaps implied in this, is not in a bank account, but in heaven. Always be ready for service. Aren't you glad you got up and came to church this morning? Well, I am thankful we're here together to figure out, what does this mean for us? What does this mean as followers of Christ? And there's a line in this gospel lesson that not only helps me make sense of this passage, but it's also really good news. Jesus says, "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And the best news about this is that it's not just a line, it's a promise. It's God's promise. It's an amazing promise that God wants to give us the kingdom. It is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. God takes delight in giving all God's children, giving all of us good things, blessings. And any parent or grandparent or aunt or uncle, anyone who's ever given something special to someone that they love, understands this, at least intuitively. Just think about what, how good it feels to do a kindness for someone that you care about. It's delightful, not only for the person who is receiving it, but also for those of us who are giving. It fills the giver with joy to give to those they love. This is what God is like. God delights in giving generously, lovingly, faithfully to us, to God's children everywhere. It is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Now, that word "give" is a key word here, because too often we think that this kingdom is something that we deserve or that we earn. In fact, we can't. That's what grace is all about, is that we can't. It's a gift. A gift. It is a gift because we are God's children and God loves us. Because God is indeed whispering those words of love to us each and every day. God gives us the kingdom. Now, this kingdom doesn't just mean going to heaven when we die. That's part of the kingdom as we understand it. But it's also how God reigns in this world today, now and forever. It's a kingdom where storms are calmed, where people are healed, where there's plenty of food to feed a whole multitude with lots left over. It's a kingdom where a forgiving father warmly welcomes home a wayward son. It's a kingdom where a woman rejoices when she finds something of value that she thought was lost but is now found. It's a kingdom where children are blessed. A kingdom which is like a mustard seed, starting small, with humble beginnings, yet growing tremendously to become a place of welcome and hospitality for God's most vulnerable beloved. It's God's good pleasure to give us this kingdom. Because God delights in healing and hospitality. God delights in hope, the promises. This is who God is, loving and forgiving and giving and generous, gracious. And Jesus knows that this truth changes everything, absolutely everything. This truth changes us. Because when Jesus tells us to sell our possessions, to give to the poor, to be ready for service, he's inviting us to set our priorities in line with the values of God's kingdom, with that reign of God, with what we've already received from God ourselves, so that we can live as people who are not bound by fear or by the worries of the world, but instead people who are generous, people of grace, people who are set free to live out God's reign in our world today by living lives of love and compassion, by offering those whispers or shouts of love to those who really need to hear it and feel it and experience it. God's promises free us to live fully as children of our gracious God. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that the reality of our fears don't confront us or challenge us. But it does mean that we are loved and forgiven now and forever. God delights when we live our lives with courage, when we live with generosity as God's loved and forgiven children. Amen.